USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After weeks of warning of severe sanctions if Russia invaded Ukraine, President Joe Biden addressed the nation as President Vladimir Putin has fully invaded Ukraine.
Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequence. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia. This is going to impose severe cost on the Russian economy, both immediately and over time.
Despite the fact that Putin attacked Ukraine from all sides, Biden stopped short of sanctioning Putin himself or cutting Russia off from the SWIFT international banking system. Biden also maintained that U.S. forces will not fight Russians on the ground, but announced he is authorizing an additional 7,000 troops deployed to Germany as part of NATO's response force. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
A new poll is out asking whether the United States should be more involved in Ukraine. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Byrd.
A new APNORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role, and 20% said no role at all. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are urging the Biden administration to provide more details on its plans to restart federal student loan payments while raising concerns of potential chaos if the two-year pause ends as planned in May. In a letter to administration officials, a group of lawmakers asked the Education Department to respond to a long list of questions that appear intended to demonstrate the government is fully unprepared to ensure borrowers are properly notified before payments resume on May 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine brought in nearly $7 billion in the final quarter of 2021, and the drug maker says it signed purchase agreements for another $19 billion in sales this year. The vaccine maker's COVID-19 shots, which are now available in more than 70 countries, totaled $17.7 billion in sales last year, the first full year on the market. Taking advantage of coronavirus, Moderna earned $12.2 billion compared to a net loss of $747 million the year previous. On top of those numbers for 2022, analysts forecast a $21.5 billion profit for Moderna. Major League Baseball has stated they will begin canceling regular season games if the league and Major League Baseball Players Association can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. The games will not be made up and players would not be paid full season salaries. Major League Baseball said a deadline is a deadline. Missed games are missed games and salaries will absolutely not be paid for those games. It is the first time Major League Baseball has publicly said it would shorten the season if a new deal isn't reached by the deadline. Citing health concerns, the league said it wants about 4 weeks of spring training, hence its Monday deadline. Opening day was initially scheduled for March 31st. The sides remain far apart on a new agreement. The union is likely to pull expanded playoffs off the table if players can't be paid for a full season salary. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.